This track goes for approximately 15 minutes. It has been designed for use with strong, uncomfortable emotions. Usually when we're feeling stressed, angry, depressed, or anxious, we struggle with those feelings, and in doing so, we often make them worse. For example, we may get anxious about our anxiety, or stressed about our stress, or depressed about our depression. This struggle takes up a lot of time and energy, and it just makes us feel worse in the long run. In practicing mindfulness with our emotions, we're aiming to let go of the struggle with them, to let go of fighting them. We're not trying to like them or love them or want them, we're simply making room for them. We're allowing them to be as they are, even though we don't like the way they feel. When we do this, it frees up our energy and our time so we can focus on taking effective action to improve our lives, rather than wasting our time and energy on useless emotional struggles. So, find yourself a comfortable position, either seated upright with your back straight and your shoulders relaxed, or lie down on a flat surface with your arms by your sides and your head supported by a pillow. Then gently close your eyes, or if you prefer, keep them open and fix them on a spot in front of you. And begin, as usual, by taking a few very slow, very deep breaths. Focus on completely emptying your lungs, pushing out every last bit of air, exhaling fully until you can feel your lungs have completely emptied, and then allowing them to fill up by themselves. Remember, there's no need to try and breathe in deeply. Once the lungs are empty, they will naturally fill up with air without you needing to force it. So after you've breathed out and emptied the lungs, don't try and force a deep in-breath. Just notice how the in-breath happens all by itself. Now bring to mind a situation or problem in your life that is currently creating painful feelings for you. For a few minutes, allow yourself to dwell on this problem, to really stew on it. And as you do that, just notice what thoughts and feelings it stirs up inside you. Whenever you're feeling an unpleasant emotion, a good first step is to take a few slow, deep breaths and quickly scan your body from head to toe. So do that now. As you continue to breathe slowly, scan your body from head to toe and notice what sensations you can feel in your scalp, in your forehead, in your face, your nose, your cheeks, in your jaws, in your neck and your throat, in your shoulders, in your chest, in your upper arms, your lower arms and your hands, in your belly, in your pelvis and buttocks, in your thighs and your lower legs and your feet and your toes. Just notice any strong sensations that you can feel in any part of your body associated with this emotion. You will probably notice several uncomfortable sensations. Look for the strongest sensation, the one that bothers you the most. For example, it may be a lump in your throat, or a knot in your stomach, or an ache in your chest. Focus your attention on that sensation, and observe it curiously, as if you are a friendly scientist discovering some interesting new phenomenon. As a friendly scientist, you're not trying to get rid of it or destroy it, you're simply studying it. So observe this sensation carefully. Notice where it starts and where it ends. Learn as much about it as you can. If you had to draw a line around this sensation, what would it look like? Is it on the surface of the body, or inside you, or both? How far inside you does it go? Where is this sensation strongest? Where is it weakest? How is it different in the center than around the edges? Is there any pulsation or vibration within it? Is it light or heavy, moving or still? What is its temperature? Observe this sensation with an attitude of interest and openness. Now take a few more deep breaths and let go of the struggle with this sensation. You don't have to like it or want it or approve of it in any way. Just simply let go of struggling with it. Breathe into it and imagine that your breath is flowing in and around this sensation. And as your breath flows in and around it, it's as if somehow you're getting bigger. Somehow you're expanding. You're making room for this sensation. You're loosening up around it. Just allowing it to be there. You don't have to like it. Simply make room for it. Let it be. The idea is to observe the sensation, not to think about it. So when your mind starts commenting on what's happening, just let those thoughts come and go and come back to observing. Again and again, your mind's going to start thinking about what's going on here, and you'll find at times you get distracted, your attention wanders, that you get caught up in your thoughts rather than focusing on the sensation itself. So as soon as you realize that this has happened, take a split second to notice what distracted you, and then gently refocus on the sensation once more. And once again, observe it, study it, notice the size and the shape and the weight and the temperature and the movement and the vibration, and breathe into and around it. Make room for it. Just allow it to be there. You don't have to like it or want it. Simply allow it. I want you to notice the difference between how this sensation actually is and how your mind tells you it is. Your mind tries to tell you it's too painful or it's too hard or it's too big or it's too overwhelming. We're not interested in what your mind has to say about this. So simply thank your mind for its thoughts and focus again and again on the sensation itself. Notice what it actually feels like. Breathe into it, make room for it, and let it be there. Of course, you may find this difficult. You may feel a strong urge to fight with this sensation or to push it away. If so, just acknowledge this urge without giving in to it. Then bring your attention back to the sensation itself, noticing the edges of it, where it starts and stops, how deep it goes. Noticing that this sensation itself is made up of smaller sensations, and they too are made up of even smaller sensations. Noticing all of that, breathing into it, around it, and making room for it. It's important that you don't try to get rid of this sensation or to alter it. If it changes by itself, that's okay. And if it doesn't change, that's okay too. Changing it or getting rid of it is not the aim of this exercise. In mindfulness, we're aiming to allow it to be exactly as it is, to let go of any struggle with it, to simply notice with an attitude of openness and interest what is happening in our body, rather than struggling with it, which usually just makes it worse. So don't try to get rid of it or push it away. Simply notice what it is like and allow it to be. Now, obviously, with a recording, it's hard to know exactly how long you'll need to do this for. You may need to focus on this sensation for anything from a few seconds to a few minutes until you completely give up the struggle with it. So be patient. Take as long as you need. You're learning a valuable skill. And as you're doing this exercise again and again, your mind will start chipping in with comments and thoughts and judgments. And the aim is to just let those thoughts come and go as if they're just cars driving past outside the house. Just let them come and go. And the moment you get distracted by those thoughts, and the moment you realize that you've been distracted, simply bring your attention back to the exercise, breathing into this feeling, making room for it. Once you feel that you've really allowed this sensation to be there, that you've really let go of the struggle with it, scan your body again from head to toe and see if there's another strong or uncomfortable sensation that's bothering you in some way. So just starting at your head, scan down your body, your face and your neck and your shoulders, your arms, chest and tummy, your thighs, your lower legs and your feet, and just notice if there are any other strong, uncomfortable sensations. And if so, repeat the procedure with this new sensation. Notice where it is. Observe it as if you're a friendly scientist. Where does it start and stop? If you had to draw an outline around it, what would the shape be? Is it on the surface of the body or deep inside? Where is it most intense? Where is it weakest? Just notice as much about it as you can, observing it, not thinking about it. Your mind will keep thinking, thoughts will keep popping into your head. But the idea is to let those come and go. This is an observing exercise, observing that sensation with curiosity and interest and openness, even though you don't like it. And now just notice the thoughts that are passing through your mind right now. Your mind has a lot to say about this, and there's probably all sorts of thoughts and judgments. And just take a moment to step back and notice those thoughts passing through your mind. Notice where they are. Are they in front of you, to the side of you, above you, floating up from inside you? Just notice where those thoughts seem to be. And notice if those thoughts are more like sounds, like voices in your head, or whether they're more like pictures. And just allow those thoughts to come and go, as if they're just a procession of cars driving past. Now coming to the end of the exercise, shift your focus once more back to your breathing, following the air in, following it back out again. Emptying your lungs all the way, noticing what that feels like as the chest goes down, as the lungs empty. Allowing them to fill by themselves and noticing what it's like as the lungs gradually inflate. Breathing in and breathing out. And taking a moment to notice what position your body is in, where your arms and your legs are, where your back is, the position of your head and your neck. If you're sitting on a chair, then the shape that the chair makes against your back. Or if you're lying on the floor, the shape of your back in contact with the floor. And expanding your awareness even further, so you're aware of your breath and your body, and the sounds around you, the sound of my voice, the sounds inside the room, the sounds from outside the room. Aware of the thoughts passing through your mind, the feelings passing through your body, all of these things simultaneously. Getting a sense of where you are and what time it is and what's happening, congratulating yourself for doing this exercise, and then in your own time, opening your eyes and reconnecting with the room, having a look around you, having a good stretch, and really just taking in that sense of connecting with the present moment, here and now, and congratulating yourself once more on taking this time to develop a powerful and life-enhancing skill.